Good morning. Today, I'm going to be talking about prayer and why it is essential for us to pray. And going back in the Bible, we can see Jesus as a great example of a wonderful prayer life. We can see that he's an example as when, why, and how we should pray. And we see that Jesus was a hard worker in the Bible and continuously taught and healed those in the people of Israel. And even still, Jesus didn't take a break from the Lord and say, went on vacation. Instead, he woke up and got up early in the morning to pray to the Lord. In Mark chapter 1, verse 35, we see this. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And rising very early in the morning, while it was dark, he departed and went out to a desolate place, and there he prayed. This is often the opposite of how we see the use of prayer. We quote unquote sometimes get too busy to pray and don't pray to the Lord and just wait till the next day. Yet, even after a long day of activity, Jesus still took the time to pray to the Lord. We have to realize that prayer is not just a way for us to get things from God. And it's very easy to think that. When we need something, we pray to him, and then when we don't need something, we wait until we need another thing. Yet in this verse, in the life of Jesus, it shows us that prayer is not just a way to get things from God. Prayer is also a way to get more of God in our lives and get closer to God as his children. God has given us prayer so that we can come to him not only in times of need, but come to him in times of victory, even if there's nothing going wrong in our lives. When we go to God in prayer, we should go to him away from all of life's distractions like Jesus did. And we are given examples in the Bible of how we should pray. Matthew chapter 6, verse 5 reads, "And when you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward." You see Jesus telling the disciples, do not be like hypocrites. The Gentiles prayed out in the open because they wanted to receive praise from the people and the men. And Jesus goes on to say that is their reward. Matthew 6, verse 6, it also reads, "But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret, and your Father who sees in secret will reward you." Jesus goes on to say that when we pray, that we should shut the door and pray in private to the Lord. But Jesus isn't saying that we shouldn't pray in public, because we are commanded in the Bible to pray in every place we are. 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 8, which reads, "I desire that in every place the man should pray, lifting holy hands without anger or quarreling." We also read about public prayer among the disciples in Acts 4, and we see examples of public prayer with Daniel praying openly to God. So what is Jesus trying to teach us here? He's trying to teach us that prayer is not just only to consist of public prayer, and that our prayer life is not for human recognition. Matthew 6, verse 7 reads, "And when you pray, do not heap up empty phrases as the Gentiles do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words." Jesus also teaches that we are not to pray like the Gentiles. When the Gentiles prayed, they were known for making long, flowery speeches, thinking that they would be heard by God and that God would listen to their long and bragful prayers. But that's not true at all. When we read about many short prayers in the Bible, such as the model prayer that Jesus used, Jesus is teaching that lengthy prayers lengthy prayers doesn't mean you'll be heard by God. We have to pray from our hearts. And in Matthew 6, verse 9, Jesus gives us the model prayer. Pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. This verse isn't saying we have to pray exactly like this. He didn't tell us that we need to say this prayer word for word, but he told the disciples, this is an example of how you should pray, and this is how we should pray when we come to the Lord, our Father who is in heaven. And if you would turn to Philippians, Philippians 4, 6 through 7. And it reads, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Prayer sets our inner life to be defined by God, and our peace comes from constant communication with our Father in heaven. The goal of prayer is a real personal relationship with God. Prayer allows us to hold a deep relationship with God that we need to have with them. So prayer becomes important because in all that we do, because we want God and need God with us throughout all that we do, all the things that we do. So in conclusion, we need to remember that God is here for us no matter what, and that we must continue to pray to strengthen our bond with him and have a deeper relationship with him. If you are here today and need to be baptized for the forgiveness of your sins or need prayers from the church, please come to the front as we stand and as we sing the song of invitation.